Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw was in Washington today showing his government's solidarity with the Bush administration on Iraq. At a joint news conference, Straw and Secretary of State Colin Powell were peppered with questions about yesterday's remarks from the leaders of France and Germany. Those two nations urged patience with UN weapons inspections in Iraq and pledged to work to avert a war. Today, Secretary Straw spelled out the Anglo-American stand.
We in the United Kingdom government are exactly the same position as the United States government, and I think the whole of the rest of the world, we want to see this resolved peacefully. But we also know, to quote Kofi Annan, that sometimes, and this is by God is one occasion, you have to back effective diplomacy with a credible threat of force.
Britain has aligned its Iraq policy so closely with the U.S. position that commentators have dubbed Prime Minister Tony Blair George Bush's poodle. Increasingly, Blair is looking like Europe's odd man out. NPR's Guy Raz reports from London on the political costs of this policy to Blair at home and abroad.
Each Wednesday, Tony Blair faces the increasingly annoying task of facing Parliament during Prime Minister's question time. Lately, the talk's been on Iraq, and week in, week out, the Prime Minister is forced to defend his very unpopular position.
The price of British influence is not, as some would have it, that we have continually and obediently to do what the US asks. I would never commit British troops to a war that I thought was wrong or unnecessary. Where we disagree, as over Kyoto, we disagree. But the price of our influence is that we do not leave the United States alone to face the tricky issues.
But with 70% of the public opposed to war here, Blair's forceful, even passionate defense of the U.S. position isn't resonating with London voters like Roxanne Fairfax and Larry Masso.
He just seems to be doing whatever the Americans want, and he's not really listening to what the people of Britain want.
Tony Blair's his little puppet, isn't he? Yeah, he hasn't got a brain of his own.
Mr. Blair seems to believe whatever Mr. Bush tells him.
Views reflected in this recent pop song by George Michael. Though the words are unintelligible, the refrain says, good puppy, roll on over for the man. The man is supposed to mean George Bush. The puppy is Blair. Philip White, an analyst for the Economist Intelligence Unit, regards that characterization as lazy, but still not entirely inaccurate.
If you wanted to sort of describe Blair's overall foreign policy objective, a sort of a Blair doctrine in British foreign policy, the main component would be his desire to act as a transatlantic bridge between the EU and the US. He likes to sort of portray himself as a privileged interlocutor of both sides and to persuade each side that somehow the UK can play a pivotal role for both by exercising huge influence on the other side.
John Kent is a professor of international relations at the London School of Economics. He says there's another motivation. Bush and Blair are both deeply religious.
They are both religious leaders. I personally believe this is a very important aspect of their relationship and one which is generally downplayed.
But analyst John White says Blair's closeness with Bush is a gamble, one which carries considerable risks at home and abroad.
If Blair does go out on a limb and backs US-led military action without the second UN Security Council resolution, I think that will have a major adverse impact on Blair's long-term influence in Europe.
The continental suspicion of Britain didn't go entirely unnoticed here this week. While Jacques Chirac and Gerhard Schroeder celebrated 40 years of Franco-German friendship, a slightly less celebrated anniversary passed as well, the 40th anniversary of Charles de Gaulle's veto of Britain's first application to enter the European Community. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.